Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Leadership in North Korea has made an unexpected announcement. We get that story now from Mike Gracia.
North Korea says it is ending nuclear and long-range missile testing and will focus instead on improving its economy. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency says the suspension of nuclear and ICBM tests has gone into effect this weekend, and it is closing its nuclear test site. The decisions were approved in a meeting of the ruling party's full central committee, which had convened to discuss a new stage of policies. The announcement came just days ahead of an expected rare meeting at the border between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. I'm Mike Rossia.
And in a message on Twitter, President Trump said big progress looking forward to our summit, which should come in the next few weeks. A high school student in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida shot and wounded a classmate. The same day, thousands of students across the country walked out of class to mark a high school massacre nearly two decades ago in the U.S. state of Colorado. The local sheriff's department in Ocala, Florida, said the suspected Friday shooter is in custody. On February 14th, 17 people died during a massacre at another Florida school. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has appealed for calm after an outbreak of violent demonstrations in the Northwest Province, where crowds have been protesting against poor public services, demanding the resignation of the local government leader. Ramaphosa, who replaced Jacob Zuma as president in February, has staked his reputation on rooting out the corruption and mismanagement associated with Zuma's plagued years in power. He promised more meetings with the community. This is VOA News. A Reuters